Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chof Zayin, and we will begin about 17 lines from the top of daf Chof Zayin Omid Aleph Itmar. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss halachas regarding an Ovid Avodah Zarah, a pagan. The Gemara digressed and talked a little bit about the mitzvah of Mila, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that note. Itmar, minayin l'mila b'ovid kechavim shipsula. How do you know that a moil has to be gemalit? How do you know that a moil has to be a yid? And that if you want to use a moil that's an ovid kechavim, the mila is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, machlokes amiram. Doru bar papa of Hadron fame said, mishmei de Rav, I heard in the name of Rav, the ato is brisi tishmar, the pasuk, one of the many psukim in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, where Hashem is mitzava Avram Avinu with the mitzvah of Mila, says vayoyimer l'kim al Avram, the ato is brisi tishmar, ato v'zaracha acharecha l'dayroisam. And Doru Bar Papa said that Rav darshind ato v'zaracha acharecha, not only are only you Zarish of Avram included in the mitzvah of Mila, but only you can perform the act of Mila. Only you can be the Mo. Rabbi Yechonam, Rabbi Yechonam had a different makar. It says in the pasuk, he moil, ye moil, kol zocher. It's a pasuk in Parshas Boy. And we darshin, not he moil, ye moil, but rather hamol, ye moil, meaning someone that himself is a mol, someone that's gemalit, ye moil, he could perform the act of Mila. But someone who himself is not gemalit can't perform the Mila. My Beinai, is there a nafkamina between the two pshatim? Says the Gemara, yeah. What would be if you have a non-Jew that happens to be gemalit? And we're trying to speak out that Aravi and Gavnuni are talking specifically about the Bnei Keturah, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Tesamid Beis, they themselves, being that they were Zarish al Avram, albeit from Keturah, from the Shivcha, Rashi says maybe Keturah was Hagar, but they too had a mitzvah of Mila, being that they themselves are Mahol. So it could be, if they would give the bris mila, it would be okay, says the Gemara. Mando, mahimo, yimo, iko. Meaning, according to Manama, that says that why is an oivet keichav impossible to give bris mila? Because it says himo, yimo, and we darshin hamol, yimo. They are gemalit. They're bnei keturah. Being that they're gemalit, it would be okay. Mando, as brisi tishmar. According to Manama, however, that says that the makar is ato vizarecho. It has to be zarech al Avram, ki bi yitzchak yikar lechazera. So even if they're gemalit leka, they would not be able to give bris mila. Either way, the Gemara has two makayres. How you know that an ovid keichavim that gives bris mila, the mila is going to be possible? Doru bar papa said in the name of Rav, it's learned out from Parshas Lech Lecha. Va'ata is brisi tishma. Rav Yochanan said it's learned out from Parshas Boy. Himol yimol al tikri himol ela hamol. We learn hamol yimol. Is there an afkamina? The Gemara says yeah. If a member of the Bnei Keturah wanted to give bris mila for a yid, would the mila be kosher or not? According to Rav, no. According to Rav Yoichanan, yeah. But the Gemara says, is that true? Could you say that an Aravi mohol or a Gavnuni mohol could possibly be kosher to give bris mila? But now we learned in the Mishnah, koinim shani nenim arelim, a Mishnah mesachnis nedarim. If somebody makes a neder, he says, he promises he will not have hana from anyone that's an oral. So you would think, anyone that's an Arul, he can't have anah from. Anyone that's a Mahol, he can. But Halach is not Muta Ba'ar Yisrael. The way we understand what he said is that he's not going to be Nene from the Uma that are Arelim. Meaning he won't be Nene from a guy, whether the guy has Bris Mila or doesn't have Bris Mila, whether he's circumcised or not circumcised. And to the contrary, anyone that is a yid, whether he's an oral or not, he will be able to have an offer. So what do you see from there? Alma afa gafta mihili, even though oivde kechavim are gemalit, but kemandalei mihili dami. It's as if they're not gemalit. So freak the Gemara, how can you tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan that darshins himol yimol? Hamol yimol, that an arav yimol, or gavnun yimol, is kasha to give bris mila. L'chura, it's nista from this Mishnah Mesechnes Nedarim. The Mishnah says in Mesechnes Nedarim, koinim shani nenim in arelim, he's also even from an Aravi Mol. He's also even from a Gavnuni Mol. So you see, the fact that he had Bris Mila is neither here nor there. It's as if Deloy mihili damol. So he's not a mol. And if he's not a mol in Hilchas Nedarim, he shouldn't be a mol in Hilchas Mila as well. Now, what's the obvious question? In Nedarim, holchin achil lashem bnei adam. That's Nedarim 101. That's Shavuos 101. Over here, we're discussing, he had a darshan, a pasuk in the Torah. When the pasuk says mol, is he a mol or is he not a mol? I'm Rishonim. The Rishonim has the kasha. But either way, azoy zok de gemar elo. So you can't say that's the nafka meaning. Meaning, it's pasuk, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Aravi mol, and Agavnuni mol, would not be able to give Ris Mila. Elo, ikibe nayu, Yisrael shemeso. Would be if you have a yid who's an oral and he's an oral machmasoinus. He's not an oral because he's bemezed be kavana violating the second mitzvah in the Torah, but rather he's an oral because his brothers died machmas mila. As a result, it's sakon of him to have bris mila, and therefore right now he's an oral. Lemandom about this brisi tishmar. Meaning, could he give? And could he be a moil? Could you have a moil who himself is not gemalit? Machmasainis. Is it okay or not? Says the Gemara. That would be the nafkamin. And this shaila. If the makar is like Daru Bar Papa said in the name of Rav, Va'ato es brisi tishmar. Ikka. At the end of the day, he's a yid. So l'churi it be kosher. L'man d'amah himal yu. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says you have to be mol leka. But the Gemara says, is that true? U'l'man d'amah himal yimal leka. Same kasha. You're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that darshan's himal yimal, hamol yimal, someone that's a yid, shemesu achav machmas mila, he himself is not considered a mo. But tonight we're going to the Mishnah. If somebody makes a reverse neder, he makes a neder, he's not going to have hana from someone that's mo. Asur ba'ar le'yisrael umutur mulei oiv dekechav almo. What do you see from there? Afa gafta le mehili. A yid, even when he's not mo, command the mehili damu. It's as if he is mo. So you see that someone who's mesu achav machmas mila is considered a mohol. If he's considered a mohol in Hilchas Nedarim, he should be considered a mohol in Hilchas Mila, and as a result, it's pasha that the mila should be good. So that can't be the nafkimina either. El ikibe nayu isha. Nafkimina would be a woman. Could a woman be a mohol? Or could a woman not be a mohol? Man, domavatas bisi tishmar. According to the manama that says that the makar is parshas lech lecha, mitzvah mila was given to Zaroi Shalavram. So a woman is Zaroi Shalavram. Leko. The isha lav bas mila. I'm sorry. She is not a bas mila because she's not included in the mitzvah. Man, domar, himol, yimol. But according to the manama that says, himol, yimol, it's going to be okay. Isha. Commander Mehila Damya. She is Commander Mehila. Why is she Commander Mehila Damya? Because that same Mishnah that said, Koinim Sha'ani Nena Min Hamulim, what's the halacha? Aser be Yisrael, even in Isha. So you see that she's viewed Commander Mehila Damya. You would think not. But based on that Mishnah, Mesechnis Nedarim, which seems to be guiding and governing our sugya right here. If somebody makes a neder, I won't be neder from a mol. You can't be neder even from an isha. Thus, it's commanded mehila damya. If it's commanded mehila damya, so the halacha would be then an isha would be kosher. So, but the Gemara says, could that be the nafkamina? Meaning, is it possible that there could be an amira somewhere in Shas that holds that an isha can't be a mol? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Shmos, v'aksiv, v'tikach tzipora tzor, the. Then she went and she, Vatichroi says, Arlas bino, Vatagala raglov. She gave bris mila. The Gemara says, Vataka karibe vatakach. Meaning, even though, if you look at the Nakudos, under the word Vatikach, it says Vatikach, which would seem to suggest that Zipoira himself did it. But the Kree is really Vatakach, that she instructed somebody else to do it. Shlichus per se, but the point is that she made sure that it got done, but not that she herself is the one that did it. But the Gemara says Vaksiv, but the pasuk continues and says Vatichrois as Arlas Bina. So the Gemara says, if we're going to go down this road, same teretz Kari Bei Vatachras. She herself again didn't do it. The Amr Linish Achrinav Avat. She had somebody else do it. Iba Yaseim. Alternatively, Asi Iyav Askla. Could be she herself started it, and that's what the pasuk means when it says Vatichach Zipur Etzar Vatichras as Arlas Bina. She started it. That's true. Va'asa Moshe va'agmara, Moshe went ahead and Moshe completed it, meaning it would be okay maybe for a woman to start it, but it just wouldn't be okay for it to complete it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that completed it. The bottom line, we have a halacha. Oivid koichavim cannot be a moil. So in the list of things that an Oivid Avodah Zarah cannot do, you could add this to the list. An Oivid koichavim and any Yehudi is possible to be a moyo. What's the makar? It's the Gemara brought a machlekes amiram. Doru bar papa mishmei derav. Rabbi Yochanan. Either it's learned to have from a pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha. Va'ata es brisi tishmar ata v'zaracha acharech l'deroisam. Just like only Zarish al Avram was included in the mitzvah of mila, meaning only they have to be gemalot. They have to be on the receiving end of the mila. So to learn from them, only they can perform the act of mila. Only they could be the mile. Rabbi Yochanan said, it says, himo, yimo, play on words, al tikri himoil, elo, hamo, hamo, yimo. Someone who himself is gemalot, he can give bris mila. Someone who himself is not gemalot, he cannot give bris mila. So two festa ha'aris on this gemara right here. We'll speak out one now, then we'll finish the daf, and if we have time, we'll speak out the second one as well. The first person to have the mitzvah of Mila, of course, was Avram Avinu. It's an end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu was 99 years old. Avram Avinu didn't have children yet from Sarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram. And you have pasuk after pasuk that talks about this very special covenant, this very special bris that Avram Avinu was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu was commanded that not only should he give himself bris milah, but his son Yishmael was going to get bris milah, and his entire family, even his avadim, everybody was going to get bris milah. At the very end of the parasha, says the pasuk, Vayikach Avram es Yishmael benoy. Avram Avinu bizrizos, Vayashkim Avram babayker, so to speak, comes, and he takes his son Yishmael. Ves kol yilidei beisoy, ves kol miknas kaspoy, kol zochar ba'anshe beis Avram, vayomal es psara losam. So Avram Avinu listened to the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave bris milah to everyone Hashem told him to give bris milah to. Yishmol benoy, kol yilidei beisoy, kol miknas kasboy, kol zochar ba'anshe beis Avram. The next pasuk, Avram ben tishrin v'teisha shana, behimoy lebsar alos. Avram was 99 years old when he gave himself bris milah. The Ramban, the last Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, makes an unbelievable diak in the pasuk. The Ramban says from the Seder HaPsukim it's mashma that before Avram Avinu gave himself bris milah, he first gave Yishmael, then he gave Yilidei Beisoy, and then he gave Kol Miknas Kaspei, Kol Zachar. It's only afterwards. Vavram, Ben Tishan, Veteisha, Shana, Bimoy, Lepsar, Alasai. Ramban has Akasha. Ramban's also not sure why Avram Avinu would have done it that way. He says, presumably, the reason he did it that way was She'ilu Hiktim Milasai. These are the last words in the Ramban of Parashas Lech Lecha. Because had he given himself Bris Mila first, Hayachayla, Ay Mesukim Ba Mepnezek Knasai, Veloy Hayachal Lehishtadol Ben Milasai. He wouldn't have been able to finish the job. So first he gave everybody else Bris Mila, and only afterwards he gave himself bris milah. As I talked to Rambam, freak the Rechaim HaKadosh, it's Nista from a sugya. How does it stem with this Gemara right here, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Hamoil Yimoil, only someone that's gemalit can give bris milah. So how could Avram Avinu have given bris milah before he himself had bris milah? L'chura, he wasn't a Hamoil Yimoil. Talk to Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. It's in Yoyredeya Simen Shin. He brings this kasha. He asks the kasha on the Ramban, and he says, "Betzorich loymer." You have to say, based on a proper understanding of this Gemara right here, that the kasha is really not shvet. And that is, it was mavur in the Gemara. That what's the definition of a mod? Definition of a mod does not mean someone that bepoil has bris milah. The Gemara said that if someone was mesu achav machmas milah, even an isha is considered a mod. Why? Because they're part of the ummah that has the mitzvah of milah. And if you're Nichnas Bivrisa Shal Avram Avinu, in the sense that you're part of the nation that gives bris milah, even if bepoil you don't have bris milah, you're considered hamol, and the halacha is hamol yimol. The Gemara said it clearly. Misha mesu achav machmas milah. Even though he's of perikaral fame, where could he eat from the carbon pesach? Could he eat truma? There's issues. But in terms of him being called hamol yimol regarding this halacha, that he should be kosher to give bris milah, that would be enough. Says the Chassam Sofer Yesh Leimar that Avram, Mikivan shekibel al atzmoy lomo. As soon as Avram Avinu was mekabel to give bris milah, v'nichnas libris havele kemo v'yochel lomukum. That's what you have to say. That as soon as he was mekabel to do bris milah, he was now considered a hamol yimo based on the Gemara's understanding of what hamol yimo means here in Avodah Zarah of Zayin and Aleph. And that's why he says the Hilchos Chassam Sofer, it was really okay. I think there's a gewaldige tzushta to this Chassam Sofer. And that is ha'ara from the Kosher Glove of Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damo, in Eretz Tzvi, it's in Chelek Aleph, Sin and Mem Aleph. It's something that we've spoken at in the past, but in Beis Medrash, B'lei Chiddush, and I think it's a gewaldige tzushal to this halacha. Zidua, the Avni Nezer, said a tremendous Chiddush. It's Machloik is in Perek HaCholitz, how somebody becomes a Ger. So if somebody is an Yehudi, he wants to be Magar, he wants to be Nichnas, Ledasa, Yehudis, what do you have to do? Mila and Tefillah. It's Machloik is in the Gemara. It's Mila and Tefillah Makiv, Mila and Tefillah is not Makiv. We paskin that a Yid, or guy cannot become a Yid unless he does Mila and Tefillah. So if there was Mila and Tefillah, he's a Yid. If there was Mila v'loy Tefillah, Mol v'loy Tovel, it's nothing. Mila v'loy Tefillah is not considered anything. Stating that, Davni Nezer said that we know a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. A Yid has to keep Shabbos. So he said a Chiddush, if you have a guy who's in the process of doing Geirus, he did Mila, but he didn't do Tefillah. Does he keep Shabbos or does he not keep Shabbos? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, of course he doesn't keep Shabbos. He's still a guy. Because we paskin, in order for Geirus to be Geirus, you have to have Mila and Tefillah. Davni Nezer said a Chiddush. He said, no, this Ger could keep Shabbos, and maybe even has to keep Shabbos. What was this right? Because how do we know that you need Mila and Tefillah in order for the Geirus to be a Geirus? We learn it from Klal Yisrael. When they left Mitzrayim, and they were Nichnas, they became Yidden all day, Mila and Tefillah. But says Davni Nezer, when were the Yidden Nitzstav on Shabbos? They were Nitzstav and Shabbos and Mar. The Gemara says, Esen mitzvahs Nitzstav Yisrael b'mar. The Shevet mitzvahs b'nei Noach, plus three additional. Shailin, the Gersayis, but one of the three, everybody agrees, was Shabbos. The Yidden got the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mar. When the Yidden were in Marah, they hadn't teufeled yet. The tefillah happened before Har Sinai. They had had Mila, but they had not had tefillah. That means the Yidden themselves got the mitzvah of Shabbos when they were a pchina of Mal v'loy Tavel. So if the whole Makar that you need Mila and tefillah, said Avni Nezer is from Klal Yisrael. So nu, from Klal Yisrael Gufa, you see that for the mitzvah of Shabbos, it's different. For the mitzvah of Shabbos, you don't need Mila and Tefillah. And if somebody has Mila and no Tefillah, he's already going to be... That was his Chiddush Noira, that a guy who's in the process of being a Magayir, he did the Mila, he didn't do the Tefillah yet. He's allowed to keep Shabbos, could be ready. He should keep Shabbos. Because at that point, he's already like Klal Yisrael Umar, and when Klal Yisrael Umar, they had a mitzvah. The Kodesh Golov HaGoyim was writing a tshuva, a letter, to his Rebbe, the Avni Nezer. It's a Talmud Muvik of the Avni Nezer. He writes as follows. Esma lamadati b'medrash rabba the parshas ha-shavua. It's in parshas nasa. He says, yesterday I was learning medrash rabba on the parsha. By the way, in Poland, they used to learn medrash every Shabbos. So he says, I was learning medrash rabba. Goy sheshomer es ha-shabbos. And the medrash says as follows. A goy that keeps Shabbos actually kibel all of es ha-mila before he was mekabel on himself mitzvah smila chayev misa. A guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, right? The Gemara asks the Kasha and Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis, why isn't one of the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach? A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. He says, listen to the Medrash. The Medrash is saying that halacha. This is really Sanhedrin and Ches. Goy sheshomer es haShabbos, ad shelo kibel olav es haMila, Chayiv Misa. Freak the Kosher Glove of Goyin, ad shelo kibel olav es haMila. What's up doing Mila? Mila and Tvila. L'chur, it's just Mila? And Keilu, if he had Mila, now he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa anymore, even if he had Mila. He still needs tefillah. Until he has Mila and tefillah, he's still a guy. Says the Kodesh Glove Goyin, Nira Mizeh, Kemoche Kosafta, Ba'avni Nezi Yerder, Chelik Be'e Simen Shin Nun Aleph, the Gershom Ovaloi Toval, after Lechol Dover Dine Kenochri, Mikom Mokim Mitzuva La Shabbos, Mishum De Shabbos, Bimora Mitztava, half of a fellow. Says this dear, Bukhur, the Medrash should have said, Goy Shomer Es HaShabbos, Achin Es Gaya. Actually, keep it all of us. Mila was Mila after doing anything. Mila is only part one. You have to do part two. Vayisleis Mila is enough in order for a person to be chayiv in Shabbos. But then the Kodesh Glove of Goyim makes another deal. And this we never spoke out. He says that Ubni HaChoshev Avram David Ben Esther Herani L'chur, there's another deal. Actually, keep it all of us Mila. Actually, Mo. What does Kibbal Olam Mila has to do? And he mutches. He doesn't say he doesn't know Pshat. He mutches. What is Kibbal? A goy Kilo, if he was Makabal to give his Mila, now he's already going to be considered a Mal. This Chassam Sofer, half of a fellow. The Chassam Sofer was Mechiach from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu gave Bris Mila to his son Yishmael before he gave himself Bris Mila. Freitar, Chaim HaKadosh, how could he give Bris Mila? How could he give Bris Mila to Yishmael? There's Aloch of Hamol Yimol. So the Chassam Sofer was Mechiach in the Tshuva. The advice is when someone is Mekabel to do Bris Mila, Avram Avinu, once he was Mekabel to do Bris Mila, he already had a din of a mol. And once he had a din of a mol, at this point already, he's a hamol yimo. That's why the Mila was a kosher Mila. So you see already that as it relates to the definition of a mol,
kibel olav esamila is enough. Now, the Chasam Sofer was talking about with regards to the halach of amol yima, that you have to be a mal in order to give bris mila. And over there, it's muchach, says the Chasam Sofer, that kibel is enough. This is already a different halacha. This is the halacha with regards to the Aninez's chiddush, that a ger shamol v'loy toval is chayiv in Shabbos. But al kaponim, there's precedence for this yisoid, that kibel olav esamila, that's already enough. Your epiz vas nichnas lebrisa shel Avram Avinu. What's the president? Avram Avinu, Gufa. Bottom line is, this same Gevaldi Gechidish, that Kibbal Olav Asamila, you see with regards to the halacha of Amol Yimo, and you see it with regards to the halacha of Kibbal Shabbos. But just one more ha'ara, and another kasha. Bothered me, we learned the Gemara together a few weeks ago. The Gemara told the story about Ketira Bar Sholem. Ketira Bar Sholem was an important officer in the Roman Empire, and the Roman Caesar wanted to make a gzeira. He wanted to wipe out the Jews. And Ketir Bar Sholem started going back and forth with the Roman Emperor. They had some intellectual debate, and at the end, the Roman Emperor, the Caesar, tells Ketir Bar Sholem, "You're right, I'm not going to take them out." But, unfortunately, bad news, there's a Roman decree that says that if anybody outsmarts the Caesar, he has to be killed. Ketir Bar Sholem is thrown into the fire, he's being killed, and as he's being killed, there's a machunisa, there's somebody there, and she tells Ketir Bar Sholem, "What a shame. Such a chaval, vayle le'ufa da'azab le'michsa. You have a boat that has in it such a peckle of schar. Technically, you're going to get so much reward for what you just did. You just saved the entire Jewish nation. Problem is, you don't have an easy pass. You have no way of paying the toll that you're going to have to pay to be able to get in. Because if you don't have bris milah, they don't let you in." Quickly, nafal al-resha du'urlise, says the Gemara, kata, he gave himself bris milah, and everything was fine. So it's mechkaret abissal. How was Ketir Bar Sholem allowed to give himself bris milah? If there's a halach of hamol yima, you have to be a mol in order to give bris milah. So how did Ketir Bar Sholem give himself bris milah? L'churi, he wasn't a mol. I found, Mechaz Chinuch, he doesn't ask this kasha, but Mechaz Chinuch discusses, if somebody's being megayer, or let's say somebody's older, he never gave himself bris milah, could he give himself bris milah, or could he not give himself bris milah? L'churi, there's a din of amol yima. So if there's a din of amol yima, till you have bris milah, maybe you shouldn't be able to do it. So Mechaz Chinuch says that just like you find an idea of gitay v'yadei ban ke'echad, that sometimes in halacha, if you need A in order to have B, but once you have B, you're going to have A. So we look at the two things as if they happen simultaneously, right? And this is Gittin 101. There's a concept of Gita, the other one, Techot, Yeshlema, the same thing. Enechanami, you have to be a mal in order to give bris milah. But as soon as Ketir Bar Sholem was going to give himself the bris milah, he would already be a mal. So Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, L'chura, Gita, the other one, Ke'echot, he says it's for his cheshbon, it's Pasha to answer this kasha with Ketir Bar Sholem. It's not fair because you have Gita, the other one, Ke'echot. But I was thinking, Lefia, now you don't have to come on to that. Because once Ketir Bar Sholem was Mekabel Alatzmoy to do bris milah, you already had a din of a mal. That's the Chasam Sofer. As you say, you don't need the mila bepoil in order for it to be considered a mal. Begar shekibel all of us a mila chayiv misa. If the point is, once he was makabel, that's why he was doing it. Once you're makabel, it's a moot point. You don't have to come on to it either way. It'd be miyushin heitev ktir bar shalom. How he was allowed to do what he did, either way, that's the first ara. But let's learn a little bit more. Zokte mishnah weiter. More halacha is regarding a pagan. More halacha is regarding a heathen or a heathen avodah zarah, whatever you want. Yeah, misrapim and ripuimam. The halacha is somebody allowed to go to a pagan doctor? So you have an avodah zarah. He's a doctor. Could you go to him or not? Says the Mishnah. Ripuimam is okay. Avoloi ripuim nefashas. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. The aim is stapram chamokim. Another halacha. You're not allowed to go to a avodah zarah for a haircut. Divi Rameh. Rameh says it doesn't matter where you are. V'chachamim Oimrim. We're going backwards. V'chachamim Oimrim. V'shus HaRabim Mutter. In the Rishus HaRabim, it's okay. Avoloi Beinoi Leveinoi. But if it's just you and him in the room, unless he looks in a mirror, don't ask us how we know that. But either way, in that case, it's going to be okay. Zok Gemara. My Ripui Mamain. Umay Ripui Nefasha. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was that Misrapin Mehen Ripui Mamain. You'll let her go to Oved Avodah Zarah for a fu. But only Ripui Mamain, not Ripui Nefashas. What do these things mean? Ilay me Ripui Mamain Beschad. Does Ripui Mamain mean if you're going to pay him, then it's okay? Ripui Nefashas means Bechinam, where you're not paying him. Says the Gemara, listening misrapim mehem beschar, avoloi bechinam. Then the Mishnah should have just said that. Why is the Mishnah talking in riddles? Ripui mamin, ripui nefashas. If ripui mamin means you're allowed to go to an oved avodah zarah for a fuah if you pay him, you're not allowed to go to an oved avodah zarah for a fuah if you don't pay him. So essentially, ripui mamin just means schar. Ripu nefashis just means chinam. So just say that. So it's probably not what it means. Elo ripu mamim dava she'im b'sakana. Ripu nefashis dava she'yesh b'sakana. Maybe that's what it means. Ripu mamim means that this is not a life and death situation. Ripu nefashis is miloshin dine nefashis, meaning there's a situation of life and death. It's a dava she'yesh b'sakana. But frank the Gemara can't be, because from Rabbi Yehuda said, afilu rivda deku silta loy matzina minayu. You're not supposed to go to an eved v'dezara for a fool, even if it's just to bloodlet a little bit, which is not an issue of nefashis. You're just going for something over the counter. Even then, you're not supposed to go. So you can't tell me that's the halacha of the Mishnah either, because then the Mishnah's halacha wouldn't stem with what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ela the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah mean? Ripui mamim means behemtoi. So if you want to bring your behema, even a dezara that's a veterinarian, that's going to be okay. Ripui nefashis gufe. Ripui nefashis means you yourself, if the person himself is a chayla, you can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter if it's dine nefashis or if it's not dine nefashis. And by the way, says the Gemara, behind Udam Rabbi Yehuda, it's matim with what Rabbi Yehuda said. You can't go to an Eved Avodah Zarah for a fool, even if all he's going to do is he's going to puncture you, he's going to take a little blood out. Even for something like that, the halach is, you're not allowed to go to him. Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Marukva. Rav Chizda said, "Omar Marukva." Avlo Mamal, Yisam Pliny Yafalo, Yisam Pliny Rale. What if you call a guy who's a doctor and you tell him, "I'm dealing with a situation and I need medication. I could, what's good?" And he gives you medical advice. Then the halacha is, it's okay. You can take his advice. Don't think that he's misleading you. He's trying to kill you. Again, even though Oivdei Avitz Kechavim Wachachan Shvichazam, it doesn't matter. In this case, it's fine. Why? Savash Yuli Mashalai, because you have to think of what the Oved Avodah Zarah is thinking. He's going to think that, you know, this person called me. He needs some medical advice. And ki heichad mashaloi mashalim shachrinah. Just like he called me, presumably he's calling other people as well. Now, if I'm going to tell him the wrong thing, and then somebody, he's going to call someone else, and that person is going to say, who told you what you said? It was the guy. Va'asahu gavaleru nafshi. It's going to make him look bad. Therefore, even the guy who's chashan and shvichas damim, but he's not going to do it at the expense of his reputation. So, obviously, if there's a feeling that he may look bad by giving you bad advice, in that case, you don't have to worry about more halachas with regards to going to an oved avodah zarah. Fe'inyone refu. Amar Rava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Va'amri lasam say. Amar Rabbi Chizda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Regardless, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said this. Safik chai. Safik meis. So you have a Yid who is in a situation right now where if he doesn't get tipul, if he doesn't get medical attention, there's a suffix whether he's going to live or die. So he's in a dine nefasha situation. He's suffix chai, suffix meis. There's no Jewish doctor. The only doctor that we have right now is the Eina Yehudi, the Oved Avodah Zarah. Should you go to him or should you not go to him? What do you have to lose? Says the Gemara, no, Amos Rapin Mehen. You know why? Because really right now, it's only a suffix that you're going to die. But, suffix, you're going to live. If you go to the doctor, it's more than a suffix that he's going to kill you. They were so chashin on shvichas damim that the thought process was that if you put yourself in such a vulnerable situation where he can easily take you out, he's going to do it. So right now, the yid is suffix chai, suffix mei. So if you want to put numbers to it, it's 50-50 if he's going to live or die. If you go to the guy, now it's going to be a lot more than 50-50 that he's going to die. So it's the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, it's pasha, you don't go to him. What about vadai mei? Let's say the doctors say that this person is for sure going to die. And there's an Oved Avodah Zarah, he's a doctor, and this doctor says, I think I can help him. So then the halach is misrap mehem. Then you should go to him. Why? Because again, based on us doing nothing, it's 100% that he's going to die. If you go to the doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah, let's say there's a 5% chance that he can figure something out. So what do you have to lose? So bindi, you have nothing to lose. In that case, the halach is going to be, you should go to him. Afreik the Gemara, Geshmak Akasha. What happened to Chayesha? We know that Chayesha is very, very important. The halach is that if somebody is lying underneath the pile of rubble and we know for sure he's going to die, but if we uncover the gal, he'll get an extra hour of life, an extra 2 hours of life. We do it on Shabbos. What do you mean Mechal Shabbos for this person for? This person's going to die anyways. We're doing it for 2 hours of life because there's something called Chayesha, and Chayesha is something that's very important. So Freit the Gemara, forget about the big picture. Let's focus on the Chayesha. Right now, you have a person, the doctors say he's vadai going to die. Okay, so let's say there's a 0% chance that he's going to survive. But at the same time, he has Chayesha. As long as he's alive, he's alive. If you go to the doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah, he may kill him right now. Not only may he kill him, it's like a Sufik Karav Levada. You see that from the sugya, that we're pretty sure that he's going to kill him. That means on the Chayesha, you're taking the person from Sufik to Vada, he's not going to have the Chayesha. So let's isolate the Chayesha. It's alumnus. Let's isolate the Chayesha. L'chura, what happened to that? Zok to Gemara, l'chayesha, loy chayshinon. We're not worried about Chayesha. Says the Gemara, not him, but l'chayesha, loy chayshinon. How do you know l'chayesha, loy chayshinon? The Chsiv, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it's a Melachim base, imamarnu nava yo'ir, v'harav ba'ir, v'masnu sham. The context over there is the king of Aram had laid siege on Eretz Yisrael, and there were four mitzayrot. We learned a little bit about this in Perek Chelek, Echazi, but there were four mitzayrot, and they were on the outskirts of the city, and they made a cheshbon like this. They said that if we're going to stay in the city, we're going to die of hunger because of the siege, so there's no way we're going to live anyway. We might as well put up a fight. Let's see, who knows? Maybe we'll be successful. So you see that they made a cheshbon that they felt they were going to die anyways, eventually, because of the Rav. So what do we have to lose? Let's put up a fight. So if they kill us now, who cares? Well, anyway, going to die. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? The hunger wouldn't kill them immediately. Let's say it'll take 2 weeks till they die from hunger. Okay, they have 2 weeks of chayisha. Make it tasty. They can give up their lives right now. It's a good cheshbon, big picture. But if you want to focus on the chayisha, it's not necessarily a good cheshbon. Says the Gemara, El Olav, what do you see from here? L'chayisha, loy chayishinim. We're not worried about chayisha. Meisve, loy yisavit, and other minim. A person is not supposed to do business with minim. So minim, not over the avodah zarah, but minim, mitamida yeshen noitzri. Ve'im misrapim mehen, afilu l'chayisha, and you're not allowed to get refuah from them. Afilu l'chayisha, right? We could technically stop here. It's mefurish. Even if it's a question of chayisha, you don't say l'chayisha loy chayishinim. You don't go to a doctor that's an oved avodah zarah. Even l'chayisha, ma'isa. The Gemara tells a story. The Ben Doma ben Achayis Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Doma, who was Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, shekishay nachash, he was bit by a snake, and he was dying. Uba Yaakov Ishkfar Schanya l'Rafoi. So Yaakov Ishkfar Schanya came to heal him. By the way, we don't have it in our Rashi, but if you look at the Chesroni Ashas, Rashi in the censored edition says that this Yaakov Ishkfar Schanya was a Talmud of Yeshaya Noitzri. So he came, and he was a doctor. He was going to cure Ben Dama, who was Rabbi Yishmael's nephew. V'lohinicha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, get him out of the room. He's not going to... Rabbi Shmuel, achi anachloi. So Ben Doma tells his uncle, he says, Rabbi Shmuel, please, ve'erpa mimenu. Why can't I? I want to get better. I want to live. Why won't you let him heal me? And he said, not just that, v'ani avi mikrim in ha-Torah, shumuta. I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk in the Torah that it's mutter. V'lehispik ligmar es hadavar. And as he said those words, v'ani avi mikrim in ha-Torah, he died. And Rabbi Shmuel said the following pasuk: Ashrecha ben Doma, shegufcha tahar v'yotze neshmascha b'tahira. Your neshama left b'tahira. Marsha, by the way, says that there's another Gemara where the Gemara says the same thing: yotze neshmascha b'tahira. That's in Perek Asirchas Apoyalim. We learned the Gemaras together. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, the whole story. Suffolk, if the Baharis came first. Suffolk, if the Seyalovin came first. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said tahar. But says the Marsha over there, he said tahar. So I understand the Gemara, what it means, yatzin nishmasi betahira. But where did he say tahar? He didn't say tahar. What did he say? Vani avi mikrim enatayra. Zokta Marsha, you have to say that the last thing he said was Torah. And Yiras Hashem Tahira, the grass to Tahira is the Torah. So if he said Torah, that was the last word that came out of his mouth, was Torah? That's called Yatzin Nishmasi B'Tahira, half of a fellow. Either way, Rabbi Yishmael tells him, Ashrecha ben Dom, Shagufcha Tahar, V'yatzisa Nishmascha B'Tahira, V'loi Avarto Al Divrei Chavercha, Shahayu Oimer, you weren't over Al Divrei Chavercha, they said, Upoiritz Gede Yishachenu Nachash, because you shouldn't have gotten involved with the minim, because Chazal said, "Ei misrapin mehen, afilu l'chayisha." And at this point, you aren't going to live. So it was a question of a situation of a chayisha. Still, you're not supposed to go to a doctor that's an oved avodah zarah, and it's a good thing you didn't do it, because had you done it, you would have had the klala of upiritz geder. Yishachenu nachash. So what do you see from here, Al-Kopanim? The Gemara is going to return to the story. But what do you see from here? You see that you can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah, afilu l'chayisha. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan says. Zok the Gemara, shani minus, the moshcha da'asi l'memchash basar. It's not the first time we've had it. There's an afgamina between an Oved Avodah Zarah and minus. Mitamida yeshe noitzri, that whole area was treated much more stringently by Chazal, and there it was off limits. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a pagan, a regular Oved Avodah Zarah. That person, the person that worships the Kechavim, the mazalos, that person, we're not as worried about. So him, you're not supposed to go to if there's a chance you're going to live, because why put your life at risk? But at the same time, if the doctors are telling you you're not going to live, it's just a question of chayisha, then fakir, you make a chesh, what do you have to lose? But when it came to the Talmidim of Yeshe and Noitzri, they're off limits. We don't go near them. And being that we don't go near them, even if it's a question of maybe saving this person, being that the doctors are telling you, really, he's not going to live, so add it all up. The halacha is there's an afkamina between an even avodah zarah and min zokti gemara. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? What did he tell Ben Dama? It's a good thing we didn't deal with this Yaakov. You know why? Because you know what happens to someone that's pirate together? He gets bitten by a snake. Fake the gemara. What was the story with this person? What was the story with Ben Dama? He's lying. He's on his deathbed because he was bitten by a snake. She says, "Oh, it's a good thing because then you would have been bitten by a snake." And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's kasha, the kasha was that, what are you worried about? He'll be bitten by a snake? This Yaakov Ish Kfar Tzchanya had an Eitzah. He's not going to be worse off than he is right now. No, the Gemara says that he would have been worse off because Chivya de Rabbanon, the Lesley Asuso Klal. There's an afkamina between bitten by a snake because punk, the person was bitten by a snake, or if someone was bitten by a snake because he got a klala from a Chazal, that type of snake by that already, there wouldn't have been a refuah. So he actually would have been worse off. Ben Dama tells Rabbi Shmuel when he's begging, he wants this Yaakov Ish Kfar Tzchanya to heal him, to treat him. So what does he say? He tells Rabbi, you're right from a pasuk that it's okay. I mean, I'm a mefurish a pasuk. He's not need to talk about Rabbi Shmuel. He can treat me. My havalei lemeimah. What would the pasuk have been? So it's very easy. What would he have said? V'chayben v'lo she'yamus behem. It's not avodah zarah. I hear. It's not Gilei Arayos, it's not Shvi Chazamim. So being that it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamurois, L'chur, you have the Halacha V'chaibim. So he said, I hear, you're not supposed to do it. Chazal said, Ei Misrapin Mehem. I'm not worshipping Avodah Zarah. I'm just going to him. I'm putting my life at risk. I hear, but it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamurois. So if it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamurois, then L'chur, that's what his taina was. So why did Rabbi Shmuel disagree? Rabbi Shmuel clearly disagreed. Rabbi Shmuel, Hani Mil Betzina, that's only Betzina, Avol Befar Hestia, Lord, this is Perek Ben Soiru, Meir 101. The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Hi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel used to say, how do you know that if somebody tells a Yid, be Oved Avodah Zarah, Val Tari, I won't kill you. The Halach is Sheyavid Val Yehari. You should be Oved Avodah Zarah and don't allow yourself to get killed. Talmud Loimer, V'chai Behem, V'loi Sheyamus Behem. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that Avodah Zarah is not Yavar Va'al Yehare, it's not Yehare Va'al Yavar, but it's Yavar Va'al Yehare. Says the Gemara Yochan Filu B'Farhes. Rabbi Shmuel continued and said, I would have thought that's true even if it's B'Farhes. No, it's something that's true only if it's B'Tzina, but it's not going to be true if it's B'Farhes. Now Rabbi Shmuel is a very big Kiddush in the sugyas of Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel said that even Avodah Zarah, the halacha is Yavar Yavoid va'al yehari. You're supposed to be oved avodah zarah and don't allow yourself to get killed. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. We're just bringing from Rabbi Shmuel the second part. That even Rabbi Shmuel, who's such a makel in the halachis of yehari gaval yavar, he holds that even avodah zarah, the halachis, be oved avodah zarah, don't allow yourself to get killed. But hani milu b'tzina, b'farhesya loy. Rabbi Shmuel held that this was all a shayla b'farhesya. People would have found out that this min was the one that cured, he was the one that cured Ben Dama, which would have meant that everybody would have known that he was over al divrei chachamim, and to go befar hesia be over al divrei chachamim, even though it's a halacha v'chai behem. Over here, this halacha is not going to apply. Exhale. So we'll just go back and speak out one more ha'ara regarding the sugya naman alef. So the Gemara had said, minayin lemila ba'ovet keichavim sheipsu. The Gemara brought a machlekes amira. Daru bar pop and the Shmei Rav said va'atas brisi tishmar. Rabbi Yochanan said hamol yima. Now the Gemara entertained a tzad that it could be a nafkamina between the two pshatim would be the bnei keturah. Aravi mol ve'gavnuni mol ikemenay. Meaning, according to my number that says you have to be a yid, the bnei keturah were not yid. But according to my number that says the criteria is hamol yima, the bnei keturah were gemalit. It's a Gemara, Sanhedrin, Nuntas Amid Beis, that the bnei keturah had a chiyav mila. Being that they had a chiyav mila, they were zarish al Avram. They weren't kibi Yitzchak, Kikar, L'chazera, but they were descendants, biological descendants of Avram Avinu. They had a mitzvah of mila, so you would think they considered them all. They should be able to do bris mila. But the Gemara said it's not true, based on a Mishnah Adarim, Daf Lamed Aleph. The halacha is that an aravi mal and a gavnuni mal, they are not considered mahul And being that they're not considered mol, they cannot themselves give bris milah. Freik the shagisaye, simen memtes. I don't understand. Why is that the case? L'chayr it's a pella. And he says that really, it should be toloi in a machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam, in the basic halacha, that bnei keturah achayev in mitzvah smilah. Rashi on that Gemara, Sanhedrin and Tesam Adbez, is very yusoidei. L'rabbi is bnei keturah. Listen to Rashi's lesson. Oysam shisha levadam. The six sons that Avram Avinu had with keturah, they themselves were nitztava b'milah. V'loi zaram. Not their children. Rashi says a chiddush that when the Gemara says the bnei keturah when it's tava and mila, it meant keturah's sons. It didn't mean that the future generations would also have a chiyuv. It was dafka keturah's six sons. Rashi's lashon is oisam shisha levadam, but veloy zara, not their einakloch. The einakloch didn't have a mitzvah of mila. It was only themselves. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim argues. The Rambam says very clearly, Amru Chachamim, Shebnei Keturah, Shem Zare Shal Avram, Shebo Acha Yishmo, V'Yitzchak Hayovim B'Mila, V'Hoyo V'Nesarvu Hayoim B'Nei Yishmo B'Bnei Keturah, Yishchayvu Akob B'Mila B'Shmini, V'Ein Erogon Olam. In the Rambam, it's clear. The Rambam's talking about Bezman Hazeh, and the Rambam says Bezman Hazeh, so there's a chiv. No, this machlek is Rashi, and the Rambam, whether the Bnei Keturah, the Doris, had a mitzvah smila, or didn't have a mitzvah smila. So look, the Shagisari, Bishlein, like Rashi, that the Bnei Keturah do bris milah, but really it was only Keturah's six sons that had a chiyuv milah. But today, for example, if you have someone that's a descendant from Keturah and does bris milah, it's not being a kaima mitzvah, because he was never nitztava. So I understand why he's not considered a mol, why you don't have the halach of amoyim. But according to the Rambam says that the chiyuv milah of Bnei Keturah was l'dayrois, it wasn't just for Keturah's six sons, it was really for all the future generations. So if it was for all the future generations, l'chayr, they have a chiyuv milah. If they have a chiyuv milah, why shouldn't they be considered a hamoyim? Says the Shagasari that you have to say a chiddush based on the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that we know mitzvahs milah is made up of two components. There's milah, and there's what we know as priya. Milah is cutting off the arla. Priya is after the male cuts off the arla. There's a membrane. There's like a layer of skin. He unpeels that layer of skin. That's what we know as priya. The Gemara says mol v'loy para. Ki'ilu loy mol. Mila and Priya are both makiv. By the way, once upon a time, there used to be two moilim at a bris. So there were two moilim. One moil would do the mila, the other moil would do the Priya. But it's two separate components of the mitzvah mila. There's the mila and there's the Priya. And mol v'loy para ki'ilu gatmas. Stating that, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in Perek Aro, that Vayinala from the base, that Avram Avinu wasn't its tava on Priya. Avram Avinu only had a mitzvah mila. He did not have a mitzvah in Priya. The first time Priya is mentioned is in Sefer Yeshua. It was Sefer Yeshua where it's introduced the mitzvah of Priya. Now Tais asks, Akasha, Yeshua ben Nun couldn't be mechadish the mitzvah of Priya. Ein Navi Rashoi lechadish dove miyatav adayla. So Tais says, you have to say it was Allah l'maysh misinai v'as Yeshua v'as mechakra. Just like the Gemara always says about Yecheskel, as Yecheskel v'as mechakra, as Yeshua v'as mechakra. But the bottom line is, Avram Avinu didn't have a mitzvah Priya. Avram Avinu only had the mitzvah of Mila. It was years later, generations later, it was at Maimed Har Sinai, there was Aloch and Lamoish and Sinai, that heretofore mitzvah Mila would be made up of two components. Mitzvah Mila would be made up of cutting the Arla, and mitzvah Mila would be made up of the Priya as well. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, if that's the case, that's Pashat. That even though the Bnei Keturah have a mitzvah of Mila, but they're not going to have the mitzvah of Priya. Why? Because the Bnei Keturah's mitzvah Mila is the original mitzvah mila, the mitzvah mila that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu. And that mitzvah was mila. It didn't involve Priya. The fact that there was halacha l'moishim Sinai later, it's partially Yisrael Nemra v'loy l'bnei noyach. Because we know the rule that all halacha l'moishim Sinai, even when they affect seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, are only applicable to the Yidden, they're not applicable to b'nei noyach. Where do we always speak about this? Regarding the Rambam. The Rambam says that Ben Noyach, that's a katan that violates one of the seven mitzvahs Ben Noyach, he's not chayev misa. Why? Because he's a katan. A katan's never chayev. So Fritach Sam Soifer in a famous tshuva, according to the Rosh, that says the whole idea of bar mitzvah, the fact that somebody becomes bar mitzvah when he's turned 13, is from the shiurim that were never halacha l'moishe misinai. And we know that halacha l'moishe misinai was only said li Yisrael. It wasn't said le Ben Noyach. If that's the case, the whole shiur Yud Gimel Katnus and Gadlus L'chura was only said to Yisrael. So how could the Rambam say that a Ben Noach that's a Katan that violates one of Shev Mitzvah Noach is not going to be Chayiv Misa L'chura? The whole idea of Katnus and Gadlus is based on Shiur, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Halacha L'Moshe Misina was only said to the Yid, it wasn't said to Ben Noach. But we digress. The point is that Halacha L'Moshe Misina is only said for Yid, and it wasn't said for Ben Noach. Ben Ketura Ben Noach. If that's the case, they have Mila, they don't have Priya. Zokta B'Shagasaya. If that's the case, it's very Geshmak to Gemara. It's true that the Ben Ketura have a mitzvah of Mila. And based on that, you can argue they should be viewed as a mal. And the halach is himo yimol, hamo yimol, l'chayr de mehulim. That'd be mekayim a mitzvah. Meaning, loy mi baya, even the Rambam that says l'chur it's a mitzvah. Nor zok t'shagasaya. Even though they have a mitzvah, but they don't have priya. And klapi a yid, mol v'loy para, is kilu loy mal. See, even though they themselves, klapi their chiyuv, they're being mekayim their mitzvah, but Aravi Mahol, when he shows up to the Bris Mila, he's not a Mo, because he didn't have Priya. So being that he didn't have Priya, he's not a Mo. He's not a Mo. You don't have the Aloch of a Mo Yimo. It's for that reason that he himself would not be able to give Bris Mila. Incidentally, Mechas Chinuch has a nice Shaila. He's very busy with the Shag Desariah throughout Mitzvah Beis. He talks about this Chiddush of the Shag Desariah. But in Toich Dvarav, he clears the Shaila, if an Aravi Mahol wants to be Megayer. Right? We spoke out not long ago, the Arizal, the Chidah, that said that we don't find Leimatzinu too many Geirim that come from the school of Yishmael. But let's say it happens, somebody from the Bnei Keturah comes, and he now wants to be Megayer. Would he need a Tafes Dambris on the Mila, or would he not need a Tafes Dambris on the Mila? What's the Shaila? The Mila was a good Mila. He just doesn't have Priya, so let him do Priya. But then again, that being that Mav Loi Paras, Ke'ilu Loi Mal, so could be even the Maisa Mila, the Maisa Chaticha Sa'arla, is Nishkai Maisa Chaticha Sa'arla, so he would have to be Moisef in that Kufa, he would have to come on now to a Tafes Dambris. We'll just conclude with one Dvar Drush, and that is Dvarim Hatikin of the Beis Halevi in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Beis Halevi says, Hine, Be'ikr mitzvahs milo chakru harishonim zal. What's the idea of Brisas Milo? Im hu begede hasoris hachasorim, the ha'orla hu mum ba'adam, the orla, when a person has the orla, it's a mum. So the idea of mitzvahs milo is, mafriden es hachasorim mimeno. The idea is to take away that chasorim. So a person is born with a mum. The mum is the arla, and the idea of mitzvah smila is to remove that mum. Oh, maybe that's not what mila is. Maybe what mila is who hisefes maila v'ktusha. It's not that the arla is a mum, but rather a person is who he is. Al yidei mitzvah smila, we want to be moisef milas and kedusha. Ukmai kol mitzvah saseh. Shehem bekum vaseh. Shehem lo hoisef maila v'kedusha lo'uma yisraelis. Says the Beis Halevi. Again, you hear the shayla? Is mila to remove a mum? Or is Mila to be Moisef Kedusha? So the Beis Halevi says that they're both true. And then it's Mefurisha Mishnah. It's Nedarim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. On the one hand, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Me'usa hi ha'orla. The orla is disgusting. Shanitzkanu barishayim. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Gidoyla Mila, Shenichrusu Aleh, Shalish Asri Brisa. See, it's both true. On the one hand, Mila is a mum. It's a chesaron. Me'usa Mila, Shanitzkanu barishayim. On the other hand, you see that when a person has Bris Mila, he enters this covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, G'dayla Mila, Shenich Esru Aleh, Sholosh Esri Brises. He says they're both true. You have Chasoris HaChasorin, you're getting rid of the Me'usa Ha'arla, and on the other hand, you have Tosefes Maila V'Kedusha, you have the G'dayla Mila, Shedoiches HaShab. It says the Beis Halevi, Yesh Loimar, that connected these two things, you have the two chalokim of mitzvah smila. The chatichas ha'orla, removing the orla, that's to get rid of the mum. That's to get rid of the ma'usahi ha'orla, sheneskanu ba'arishot. The priya, which is exposing the mila, that's to the contrary. That's the gedoyla mila, shenichrusu aleh, shalosh esrei brisos. The yisoid of that is to bring out this Tosefes Kedusha. Says the Beis Halevi, unbelievable. The Pasuk says, Vahi Avram, right in the beginning, Perik Yitzayim Pasuk Aleph. So Perik Yitzayim, that's the Parsha Milo. Vahi Avram, Ben Tishim Shana V'Teisha Shanim, Vayera Hashem El Avram, Vayomer Elav, Ani Kel Shakai, Hishalech Lefanai, V'Heyei Tomim. V'Etna Brisi Beinu V'Enecha, V'Arba Oischa B'Moid Moid. Zok the Beis Halevi, L'chur, read the Pasuk. It sounds like there's two things going on. Hishalech Lefanai, number one, V'Heyei Tomim. You're going to be Tomim. You're going to be complete. Complete, suggesting right now you're not Tavim. Right now you're incomplete. By this mitzvah, you'll be complete. Why you're incomplete? Now you have a mum. Me'usahi arla. You're going to remove the arla, now you're going to be complete. But at the same time, there's a maila as well. There's Tosefes maila v'kedusha. Ve'et no brisi beini uveinecha. So it says the Beis Halevi, and this is the punchline, it's gevaldik. Heyei tamim is lashon hoiva. Diktuk 101, Grammar 101. Hisalich lefanev heyei summon. Heyei, achshav. Right now, you're going to be tamen. Ve'et no brisi beinu venecha. That's in the Asid. So he says it's gewaldig. Based on that Gemara in Perek Arulai and Aleph Amid Beis, that the Gemara says Avram Avinu wasn't its stavin priya. Avram Avinu had the mitzvah mila. He didn't have the mitzvah priya. Avram Avinu had the first part. He had the mitzvah of removing the arla. That's his salach lefanai ve'heyei summit. Right now, you're going to be complete. We're going to get rid of the arla. You're not going to have this chasarn anymore. By the way, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, there's going to be a time when the Yidden are going to stand at our Sinai. There'll be a Loch L'Moshim Sinai. It'll be a Pasuk in Yeshua. It'll be a Sugi in Perek Arul. There'll be a mitzvah called Priya. That's going to happen in the future. That's Ve'etna. Not Achshav. Ve'etna and the Asid Brisi. Beinu Ve'necha. Either way, that's the classic words of the Beis HaLevi. He says that it's very matim lefizeh. Why the Bnei Keturah, although they have a mitzvah of Mila, but they don't have the mitzvah of Priya? Because if you understand Mila on a fundamental level, if you understand it on a soidi level, you can appreciate that Klal Yisrael got a mitzvah of Mila with two components. Number one, get rid of the mum, and number two, Teisefes Kedusha, Teisefes Mila. That's the Oisbris Kodesh. That's something that we have. The Bnei Keturah have a mitzvah of Mila. It's true, they get rid of the mum. But in terms of Achachosam, Bifsarenu, Oisbris Kodesh, that's something they don't have. That's why they got the mitzvah of Mila, but they didn't get the mitzvah of Priya.